It is 14 away from 9 News Talk ZB. James Shaw and I were talking off air. I should have put it on air because it's one of the rare occasions in the last 3 years where I've asked a minister, have you read this? And they've gone, yes. And he had, as it turns out. Oliver Hartwich, out of the New Zealand Initiative, has written a fabulous piece on MMP and the contrast between MMP in Germany and the MMP system that we run here. First point he makes, and I alluded to this a couple of days ago, there's an election coming up this Sunday, a regional election, but it encompasses Munich and Frankfurt and the region's surrounding areas. And I was going to say the centre-right, probably more the right party, is going to be the most successful party there. And they're outpolling the three parties that currently run the country. So if you didn't follow Germany, Germany went left after Angela Merkel, and a sort of a centre-leftish type coalition is running the place at the moment. Looks like the right are looking to come back because, of course, Germany currently economically is the poor man of Europe, and it's all down to the current government. Anyway, so he points out, most interestingly, they have five-year terms. And they have 16 federal states. So you're actually getting one MMP election somewhere in Germany every 3 months. So they're well practiced at it. Now, they do not share our penchant for pre-voting. So you can't do what we're doing at the moment if you're doing it and just wandering in and having a vote. All the early voting is conducted through postal ballots. The atmosphere on election day, and this is something I'd like to see happen, is completely different. On election day, they're into it. They embrace the moment, all the fervour, all the excitement, television, radio, all over it all day. In this country, you've got these ridiculous rules where you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't tweet, you can't talk, you can't call.
You have to pretend that it's not happening.
You have to pretend it's not happening. It's the most ridiculous thing. You take your signs down the day before. It's stupid. So the sooner they change that rule, the better. Then once the poll closes, and I've seen this happen actually, it's fantastic. And this is another thing that we should change and do. Their polls close at 6 o'clock. At 1 minute past six, the two broadcasters, main broadcasters, offer their prognosis. They're highly accurate. They're scientifically derived from predictions based on exit polls. 6:01, the election night is practically over. So that's right
that
up my alley.
That does sound good.
I mean, how long are we going to be here on Saturday week? Hours.
Well, I'm hoping not.
I want to come on at 7:01 and go, here's your winner. Good night.
Bring on the beer and pizza.
Precisely. And so that's what they do in Germany. Why don't we do it here? Media discuss the outcome, perhaps owing to our FPP. He makes a criticism of our coverage, and I agree with him here as well. Because of our FPP history, we follow Luxon and we follow Hipkins. We don't follow the minor players. We don't discuss the issues. We just go, Hipkins pulled an ice cream, Luxon ate a sausage roll, or vice versa, or whatever the case may be. They focus on the old FPP type system. Final result is announced around midnight, and I mean the final result is announced around midnight. So at 6:01 they do the what's going to happen. By midnight they've got it all in, because the postal ballots have to arrive by election day. And this country, your special votes and all that sort of stuff is a complete and utter cluster. Coalition negotiations begin on television on the night. 2 hours after the polls close, they're on air, they're talking about possibilities. How good would that be? Treatment of the overhang, and we may see some overhang this time if the Māori Party do particularly well. If they pick up more seats than their proportional party vote, that's an overhang. In Germany, what they do with overhang is they distribute other seats proportionally to the other parties. So if a Māori Party type operation gets more seats than they deserve, the other parties get it. Therefore, you get a much larger parliament, and he's not sure that that's necessarily a great thing. But if you look at the things the Germans do versus the things I reckon we can improve our system exponentially simply by following their lead.
It's certainly a lot more efficient than, I don't know, Lufthansa.
No,
given my recent experience with them.
Nine minutes away from nine.